97.5, The Fanatic.
Joining us right now, he played his first NHL postseason game just hours ago, and he joins us right now here on the Flyers postgame show on 97.5, The Fanatic, Carter Hart. Carter, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. How did it feel to get in your first NHL postseason game? I got to say, it looked like your beats per minute and your heart rate didn't accelerate. You looked extremely prepared for the moment in all facets.
Yeah, I mean, it was just nice to get the dub tonight. We played really well. We competed. We battled. I mean, they came out flying, and then we pretty much just came back after the last two periods there and just really played hard and stuck to our game and competed. And I thought our PK did a really good job tonight, and it was a great win.
It really was. Talk about, first, the atmosphere. You played an exhibition game. You played two periods against Pittsburgh on Tuesday, but this is the first game you played that had, you know, meaning or mattered, if you will, without fans. What's it like in the building for you? You're a guy that's really mentally strong and kind of, you know, compartmentalizes that stuff out to not affect you anyway. So is there any effect on you as a goaltender in that regard?
I mean, it definitely is a lot different where you have no atmosphere at all, really. I think the biggest difference is between stoppages of play where, I mean, when the game's playing, when the puck drops, it's all the same. We're all out there competing, just trying to play the game of hockey. But I think between, like, you get the whistles, between the whistles, the TV timeouts, that's when you kind of notice how quiet it really is out there. And the one thing that I really like about it, though, is I can definitely hear my defenseman communicating to me behind the net and vice versa.
Yeah, to be able to have that communication is something that's, especially when you're in an away building and you want to have those moments to communicate with those guys. Talk about what you saw in the Bruins tonight, because they can put a line out there with Pastrnak, Marchand, and Patrice Bergeron. That's one of the elite lines in the league, if not the best line in the league over the last bunch of years. And they can throw a lot at you. In preparing to play against a line like that, kind of what's your scouting report on how to deal with them? They love the cross-ice passes. So is it just kind of reading plays and not overplaying any situation with them for you?
I mean, playing against them all year, like, you know their tendencies. And you pick up on kind of what they tend to do. And I mean, it's a little different environment here, and the ice is a little different too. It's not as at its best, so you got to simplify things a little bit. But preparing for the game, preparation stays the same, but scouting report varies from team to team. And we know that top line is a huge threat, and they can do some damage. And, but I thought we did a really good job of shutting them down, and we didn't really give them much of anything, especially on their power play, where they got one of the top power plays in the league, and we didn't really give them too much.
Yeah, your PK has been really good, and the key to a PK is the goaltender, in my opinion. You know that. Carter Hart joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Carter, in the beginning of the game, it looked like, you know, you guys came out with not the same level of pace that Boston did. They were on top of you guys early. You made a lot of saves, and I noticed seemingly that you wanted to slow things down. Covering pucks, your rebound control was really good. Did you feel like you were locked in right away in that regard to be able to not only make saves but garner pucks and put them where you wanted to?
Yeah, I think when you get a couple shots early, it helps you get into the game. And in that case, they came out pretty hard and got to face a couple pucks early and get into the game quick. So that definitely helps. And but honestly, like, things were mostly kept to the outside, and they didn't have a ton of A-grade chances.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
They seem to want to throw some sharp angle shots at you as well, with a guy kind of right on the edge of your crease as well. Sometimes those get a little tough to handle from a rebound perspective, but you did a really good job with those shots tonight. Is that something that, in your experience playing against them, that they'll like to throw some sharp and dead angle shots at you?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of our pre-scout is they like to throw some pucks from anywhere. And they like to get a guy in around the paint for redirects or to kind of pick up the loose change. And the last couple of years, that's the kind of team they've been, is they like to throw pucks on net from pretty much anywhere, and you got to be ready for it.
We've talked about this before, you and I, and the rigidity of your game day routine, really not even just game day, just your routine, period, end of sentence. With this situation in a hub city, sometimes you guys can't get to the rink as early as you would like, or things are a little different in that regard. Have you had to alter your routine on game day, kind of when you do your rolling out, dial your eyes in, your juggling and all those things?
Honestly, not really. Like, my pregame prep stays the same, but it's a little bit different when we're at the hotel here, but it's like we are like how we are when we're on the road playing a road game. But we've done, the staff here have done a really good job. The whole NHL staff has done a great job in setting things up for us so things feel as normal as possible as they can. And coming to the rink, like, we got everything set up for us, and we got a really good setup, so that definitely helps.
Carter, what's it been like in the bubble, in the hub city? You've been there for over a week now. What's it been like, that experience? Does it take you back to when you were a kid playing it? You know, a tournament or something like that, or is it, you know, obviously...
That's exactly what it feels like. It feels
so
like you're
playing mini sticks in the hall?
Yeah, like, we're lucky where we got a really nice hotel. We got squash courts, tennis courts, basketball courts. The other day I was playing probably a little bit too much squash, but we're lucky that we got a great setup here. And the boys have been hanging out together, doing a lot of things together. So I think that definitely helps.
Last thing for you, Carter. You guys get the big win over Boston. This is certainly, it doesn't mean a ton in future success, but it's a great building block for you guys as a team, isn't it?
Oh, for sure it is. And we got two more games here to prepare for round one, and we want to build that momentum going into game one of the first round.
Did you watch Carey Price last night?
I did. He put on quite a show.
Your game resembled his today, though. It kind of, in the way the game kind of broke down, first and foremost with the opposition on top of you keeping it scoreless, and then the demeanor in which you both kind of play the game, which is very calm and collected. I mean, he looks so effortless all the time, and you kind of mimic that. So it was a bit of a similar circumstance between you guys and Montreal last night, although you guys had a more convincing win.
Yeah, I mean, he was my favorite goalie. He is my favorite goalie, and I definitely pick up on some parts of his game. And he's a goalie that I've watched since a very young age, since when I first started. So, actually, got the chance to. And I had never met him before. We obviously played against each other a couple of times, but never had the chance to say hello. And so the other day in practice, he was warming up as well outside, and we got the chance to chat for a little bit, which is probably one of the highlights of being up of my NHL career so far. So that was something I'll never forget.
That's a really cool move. And he's a really good person, too, as you are. Hey, Carter, tremendous game tonight. I appreciate you doing this. Best of luck coming up on Thursday and going forward. And what a way to start for you guys. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.